It is said in Padma Puran, there is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. As such, the holy name is as perfect as the Lord Himself in fullness, purity and eternity. The holy name is not a material sound vibration, nor has it any material contamination. The holy name cannot, therefore, be chanted offenselessly by one who has failed to purify his senses. This verse from Padma Purana goes like, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnattad Nama Namina. Abhinnattad Nama Namina. Nam means name and Nami means the personality who is identified by the name. Now, this holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Lord Himself. Because in the spiritual platform, in the spiritual realm, because it is absolute realm, there is no difference between the name and the personality. Both are identical. Therefore, in the name, the entire personality is manifested. His entire potency is there. His purity is there. He is existing in the name in his totality, in fullness. So that is what the holy name is non-different from Krishna. Ato Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grajham Indriyai. But this name is not this name as the personality of Krishna Himself will not be perceived by impure senses. But Shevan Mukhehi Jyubhado Swayam Evas Purattata. But when one becomes engaged in rendering service unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his senses, starting from his tongue, Jyubhado, his tongue, etc., become purified. And in that purified senses, the Lord becomes manifest. So when his tongue or his speaking faculty becomes purified, meaning becomes free from all material contamination, then the pure name is chanted. With that purified tongue, the pure name of the Lord is chanted. And that name is non-different from the Lord Himself. Then with his purified eyes, the form of the Lord becomes manifest. And in this way, the Lord, with his associates, entourage, and abode, becomes manifest through his name. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami pointed out that while chanting the holy name of the Lord, by chanting the holy name of the Lord's form will become manifest. From the sound vibration, the pure sound vibration, the form will become manifest. And along with the form, his qualities will become manifest. Along with his qualities, his activities will become manifest. His pastimes will become manifest. His associates will become manifest. And his dham will become manifest. So in this way, we can see that the entire spiritual reality is existing in the name, just as an entire tree exists within a tiny little seed. It is inconceivable how a huge banyan tree can exist within this tiny little seed. But is the tree there in the seed? It is there. So that is how inconceivable the spiritual nature is. And in this way we can understand that how Krishna is present within his name. And specially in this age, Krishna has manifested himself in the form of his name. Krishna has descended in this age in the form of his name. Koli Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna incarnates in the age of Kali in the form of his name, Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, in the second verse of Shikshashtakam, Naam Naam Akari Bohudha Nija Sarva Shakti Statrarpita Niyamita Smarane Nakam. Naam Naam Akari Bohudha. My Lord, you have many, many names. And you have invested Nija Sarva Shakti Statrarpita. You have invested your entire potency in them. Now consider, Krishna is omnipotent. And Krishna has invested his entire potency in the name. So, what is the name? The name is non-different from Krishna. The name is Krishna himself. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out. That you have invested your entire potency in the holy name. Therefore, by chanting the holy name, we can actually get Krishna. And that is the method for this age of Kali. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Harir Nama, Harir Nama. Harir Namaiva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatirannatha. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is the only way. And besides that, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way in this age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that everyone chant the Hare Krishna mantra just to cleanse the dust from the heart. If the dust of the heart is cleansed away, then one can actually understand the importance of the holy name. So this is also what we are actually discussing. That as long as the dust is there in the heart, this dust, what is the dust? The dust is the impurities. The water is normally pure. But when there is some dirt in the water, do you call it pure water? They call it impure water. What is the impurities? The presence of this dirt. So it is the presence of this dust in the heart that is causing the impurities. And what is that impurity? Desire for sense gratification. Due to our identifying ourselves with the body. So when that false identification is removed, then what happens? A living entity exists in this pure identity, as this pure spirit soul, whose only business is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For persons who are not inclined to clean the dust from their hearts and who want to keep things as they are, it is not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. If our senses remain pure, senses remain impure, we don't make an endeavor to purify our senses, then no matter for how long we chant the holy name of the Lord, it don't bear the necessary result. Koti janmo kore jodi naam sankirtan tobu to na pay krishna pade premodhan. If one chants the holy name of the Lord for millions of lifetimes, still he will not derive the desired result. Why? Because he is not trying to purify his senses. He is not trying to purify his heart. And that is called offensive mentality. So one must become free from the offenses. There are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and one must make a very, very sincere endeavor to purify himself from those 10 offenses, free himself from those 10 offenses. We should therefore be encouraged to develop our service attitude towards the Lord, because this will help us to chant without any offense.